Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today's message is going to come from the book of Colossians, chapter 3. And the thought for today's message is, what have you set your affections on? What do you hold dearest to your heart? What is the thing that you love the most? Well, Paul gives us some great instructions here in the first two verses of Colossians chapter 3. And there's things that if we are going to walk with Christ, it's things that we need to do. However, in Colossians 3:1, Paul starts out with a condition. He starts out saying, if ye then be risen with Christ. So he starts out with a condition saying, if you then be risen with Christ. So what Paul is saying is, everyone he's writing to, he said, take a step back, examine yourself, and be sure of your calling and election in God. Be sure that it is true. Be sure that you have not been deceived. Be sure that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you might be at a point in your life where you might say, well, Joel, I'm not sure. I would say my advice to you would be then to get on your knees and cry out as humbly as you can to the one true Almighty God, and He will show you and He will direct you through the power of the Holy Spirit and will let you know for sure whether your name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. So that is a condition. If you then be risen with Christ, for these things that Paul is going to instruct us on, the things that we need to do in order to walk with Christ. So he says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now, throughout our life, there's a lot of things that we seek. There's a lot of things that we search for. It depends on the stage of your life, what phase of your life you're in, whether you're in high school, whether you're in college, whether you've just graduated from college and started a new job, whether you started a new family or whatever. There's different things that we search for throughout our life. And everyone searches for things. For one thing that we all search for is financial security. We want to be secure in our finances, and we want to know whether, if a rainy day comes, and a rainy day always comes, none of us is immune to a rainy day in our life. They always come, and we all search for financial security. You know, some people search for that better home. You know, they want that perfect home. They want that home, that wow factor that impresses people. Some people search for that position in their job. They want that managerial position. They want that position of authority. They search for those things. Some people, virtually all of us, as we're getting through high school, we're searching for that mate for our life, our spouse. We all have searched at one point at our time in our life about acceptance amongst our peers. And at one point in our life, we've all been materialistic. We would search for material things. Some people search for status, authority, power. But one way or another, I'm sure we've all, some of these things that I mentioned has rung a bell with some of us, that we all seek for things. But those are things of this world. But see, Paul instructs us to seek those things which are above. And more specifically, those things where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You just don't seek things above. Mankind has sought things above. Mankind has achieved, you know, landing on the moon. Mankind has went to, you know, they've sent spaceships to Mars. We've achieved those things. Those things are above. But Paul specifically says, seek those things which are above, where where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now you might say, well, Joel, well, how do I see these things? I look up, I can't see Christ sitting on the right hand of God. That's true. That's true. But we are given his word that we can search out those things where Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. He is sitting on the right hand of God making intercessions for you and I. And as he told his disciples, if I go away, I go away to prepare a place for you, and I will meet you there. I will receive you there. Then in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But see, we are to seek those things where Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father. That tool, the vehicle that we use to seek out those things is God's word. We get in his word. We let his word, we lose ourselves in his word. We let his word dig through our conscience. We let his word dig through our minds, our conscience, our filthy souls. We let his word cleanse us and show us and let him shine his light of righteousness. Righteousness upon the sin and the discretion in our life, the iniquity in our life, and we are to seek for him through his word. But see, how many times is it we come home from church, we take the very precious word of God, we throw it up on a shelf, or we throw it off in a corner, and the very next time we see it is when we go back to church. Christian friend, I'm telling you, you cannot live the Christian life that way. If you're trying to live the Christian life that way, you are not seeking the things above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and your affections are not set on him. I'm just telling you, for we are more in love with this world and the things of this world than we are the things of God. And I know that's harsh and that's hard, and we all have things that we have to take care of in this life. We have things that consume our time in this life, but we must first to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and those things that we need will be provided. They truly will be provided. Now, if you noticed, Paul instructs us things that we have to do. He first says, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So that very first thing, seek, that requires action on my part, on your part. It requires us to do something. It requires us to draw nigh to God. And what the Bible tells us, what the Bible teaches us, that if we draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh unto us. That's an action that you and I need to do in our life. We need to seek those things which are above. And again, we seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father. We use God's word. We use that precious Holy Bible that we have, that we've taken for granted a lot of times in our life. We need to use it as our tool and our instruction for life. For Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father except for by me. Now, the second action that we have to take is in verse 2. It says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Now, the first action we were to take was to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. The second thing we're to do is to set our affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Now, when I think about this word set, I think about building a house. The first thing that's done when building a house is the footings are dug. and the foundation is poured, and that and how strong or sturdy that house is depends on the foundation of that house. So in other words, for us to be able to set our affection on things above, we must have a strong foundation. We must dig in. We must dig in and build a foundation with God and set it so that when Satan tempts us with the affectionate things of this life, that it, yes, we will be tempted, but our affection will be set on things above, and we won't fall to that. We won't fall to that temptation that Satan dangles before us. But friends, if we have not set our affection on things above, then we are subject to falling to the temptations that Satan throws above us. Now, the thing is, we must ask ourselves, what do we have our affection set on? And I'm telling you, a harsh thing to learn is when God shows you that your affection or my affection is not aligned with His affection. The things that He is affectionate about is not the things that me or you are affectionate about. That is a harsh lesson to learn, and that is really hard. It is convicting. But friends, you and I need to align our affection with God. We need to have our hearts, our desires set on the things of God, so that when we pray, we will be praying according to His will and according to His desires. And when we're doing that, we're not praying amiss. And when we're praying according to His will, according to His desires, those things that we ask, it will be answered. So then, I have to make this statement that if our affections are not aligned with God's affections, then a lot of times we're just praying amiss. We're not praying according to His will. We're praying selfish prayers. We're praying self-centered prayers. We're praying these things that is not according to His will. We might be praying sincerely, but if our affection is not aligned with God the Father's, then we're going two different directions. But He says, set your affection on things above. So we really need to take a step back and examine ourselves and ask ourselves, what are we affectionate about? Are we affectionate about the things of this world? Or are we affectionate about the things of God? I'm telling you, friend, we can attend church as many times as we want to, but if our hearts and our affection is set on the things of this world, the Spirit is dead in you, and the Spirit is not stirring in you, and we are not pleasing to God. For we must confess our sins, we must get on our knees and cry out to God and ask Him to teach us and help us to get our hearts, our affections, and our desires aligned with Him, so we may walk in the Spirit, we may speak in the Spirit, and we may live in the Spirit. But until we do that, Jesus plainly taught that you cannot serve God and mammon. A lot of us have our affections set on the things of this world, and we're also trying to serve God at the same time. And friends, that will not work. It just won't work. But see, there's two things that Paul gave us here. If we're truly born again, we are to seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. We are to seek for those things. We are to search for those things. We are to study God's word and seek those things out. And then we are to set our affection on things above, not on things of this earth. And when we set that affection, we need to have a firm, good, solid foundation dug, so that when the temptations of Satan comes to try to test our affection to things of this world, it does not affect us. We don't fall to that temptation, and we stay in tune with God. But those are wonderful instructions that Paul gives us here in the first two verses of Colossians chapter 3 that all of us need to understand and apply in our life. For my time is up. I hope this message has been a help to you. I'll be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.